Hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? This is Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street. Or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own head and see where it takes us. You ever put up glow-in-the-dark stars on your ceiling? I'm talking about outside the time of being a kid. But as an adult, I was talked into it. I agreed to it, and I was not disappointed. For a couple of years now, I had the glow-in-the-dark stars on the ceiling. Got to overlap them onto the wall. You got to make sure you get enough of them. Every night is going to sleep underneath the stars. It's fun. Up until you have to take those freaking things down. I don't really want to say polishing a turd, but been cleaning up this house, making it somewhat presentable, but in the current state it's in, it's a freaking disaster. Projects here and there. And this week of vacation that I've had has all been nonstop. All these little things that kind of you don't think about when you live in a place. And right now I'm kind of in the point where if I paid a $500 or $1,000 deductible, I wouldn't mind letting that $1,000 or whatever go for how much I've had to do cleaning-wise in this whole scenario, this whole situation. Did you know that walls should be washed? Walls get dirty. Yeah, there's a little bit of scuff marks here and there. Didn't think anything of it, but no, they actually collect dirt. And especially when you have textured walls, that's a pain. And then popcorn ceilings. Let me tell you about popcorn ceilings. Bought a six-pack of sponges, and I'm halfway through that already. And I still have the kitchen and three bedrooms to wipe down. I replaced the linoleum in the bathroom this week as well. That turned out to be a quick enough job, easy enough. Not exciting, but did that. The previous owner did a wonderful job mounting the toilet on the last time it was done. So the one who got to fix that. So did the under house insulation check and fix things up down there. Patching holes still. Getting really, really good at mudding. Not too excited about having to do a little bit more sanding. There's a couple more spots that as I'm washing the walls, I'm like, oh, there's little bit of ding damage here, little spot there. Walls are meant to hang pictures, and I hung a handful of pictures, and so many little screw holes that have been filled in. And it's not terrible. Little trick to that is after you put the spackle down, you buy your jug of sheetrock joint compound stuff, and get your putty knife, and you goober it up, and you goober the hole, and then you take just a damp sponge, not wet, damp, giant orange sponge, and give it a light wipe over, and the thing practically disappears with this textured wall stuff, and especially the bigger holes that I've had to deal with. I'm surprised at how much that things can disappear with this texture. But I'm not making everything disappear. There's some patchwork that was done by, again, previous owners, and you can tell where they've decided to fix bigger holes. And I sit there and I go, people are going to think that it's me. They're not going to see all the ones that I've fixed because I've gotten pretty good. But they'll see some of the screw holes. I didn't do a fantastic job on some of those. The deck, staining the deck, that was an absolute chore. Got lucky with the weather to be able to do that. And there's just so much stuff that I've collected living here. And I've gotten rid of so much. Dump runs, donate runs, and donate runs, and some more donate runs. And the house is still full. It's less full. A little bit more organized via boxes, but it's been a lot of work. The ground beneath me, I can feel it shaking. Kind of terrifying. I know I'm approaching the time of takeoff. In case you didn't gather, didn't hear, be starting a grand new adventure soon. Leaving Washington State and changing everything. Going from a happy point in life, more or less happy home life, Absolutely love where I live. Magical place here in Twin Peaks. But the greater area has been very stressful for me. Work is work, and kind of signed up to do that job. I figured I was doing that job for another 15, 20 years, and I was kind of buckled down for it. But with all this talk of mandates, the possibility of me losing my job, and again, I don't foresee my company mandating the shot. So there's at least that for me. But there's so many other little factors that kind of arose and came to a point with all this mandate talk. And as beautiful as Twin Peaks is, I can't afford it. This greater Seattle area, being specifically that I'm in the same county as the city of Seattle, it's extremely hard to live here if you're not making $250,000 a year. I am nowhere close to that. Even with roommates, nowhere close to that. Roommates make this feasible, possible, but very difficult. I tip my hat to those individuals who are able to survive and thrive and pull through in an area such as this. An area full of good ideas and mostly warm hearts. The Seattle freeze is a thing, but it's a good place. Overall, it's a good place. And I think that good things will happen here. I will miss it here. But life is a journey. Life is an experience. Sometimes things work out fantastically where you're able to sit down and pop a squat and there's your life. There you are for the next 60 years. Things work out fantastic. Sometimes there's external forces that force you one way or the other, be that health or legal or fiscal windfalls. All sorts of little things can sway life. And characters within your life will shift and move, bounce around. I'm no stranger to moving. Moved all over the East Coast as a kid. Now here I've been in Washington for somewhere around 20 years and longest place I've lived. Spent a lot of experience here, but I've, again, moved. Moving is not something that's foreign to me. I've lost many friends through moves. Moving up here and having to start brand new in school, that was terrifying and terrible. Kids are punks. They're not nice. Cliques are already formed. And it's not that I'm leaving here to go completely reinvent myself, but when I go, I am reinventing myself because that is how things work out, at least for the life hand that I've been dealt. I'm fortunate that I can make this opportunity happen. Will I be flying out of here with a golden parachute? I hope so, but there's no guarantee of that. Everything has been set in motion. That Indiana Jones-style stone ball from the booby trap that he tripped in the Temple of Doom. Said no, Raiders of the Lost Ark. One of those, either way. But things are set in motion. That ball is rolling. It's getting crazy. And all you can do is have faith and know that things will turn out on the other side. I know that it's hard to see that, and especially in the moment. So many things are coming at you again. Such a high speed. But music is a simple enough and easy enough example. Think of all the blues songs that are out there. Country as a simple, easy, not the country pop, happy stuff, but stereotypical country western. Wife left me, dog left me, house left me, car broke down. But those people who wrote those songs are still living on, still moving on. Whether or not they accept life lessons or get stuck in the moment, that's all on the individual, and that's all on how we all process the throes of life, this river of time as we kind of go with it. People have traveled again, time and time again. Oregon Trail, simple enough example. Mayflower, there's another example. Dare we go back to the Golden Crescent over in the Middle East where supposedly humanity came from and moved out from? Or at least agriculture skills. Life is full of twists and turns and bumpy spots and rough spots. If it were a true utopia, we would all be happy and we wouldn't know it. Maybe we would know some sort of happiness. But the sad times are what help us realize the great times. And as we close out on a chapter, as we continue on through this day, through this life, The books are being written. Time is being written, whether or not we are actively observing it or not, whether or not we choose to relive it. Some people write memoirs. Some people podcast about it. Other people just kind of let it slip on by. And everything's appropriate. Everything is fair game for as we all live. And I'm not going away just yet. Still working crazy number of hours. Work is still chaos. And I will continue to put this show forward for as long as I can. But let this be a heads up that there will be a time that I will be on hiatus and not a permanent one. My podcasting gear is all analog. The donations have not been fantastic enough, but I'm not complaining, to buy a digital setup. And I'm not even sure I want a digital setup. I enjoy my analog displays and whatnot, the sound that it creates for me. It's my experience. And so I will apologize in advance. Maybe I will let you know on the show, the final show for the time being. But that's not today. Still have a few more episodes I hope to be able to get out. And we can continue on this journey together. This idea, this ability to conversate and communicate, share ourselves. Or at least me share with you. And you can sit there and go, you're crazy. You got some funky ideas. Or maybe you sympathize. Maybe you're looking like you're on a similar path as well. And we'll all get there. Again, if history can be our guiding light, we know that we shall all pull through. And I've been Billy Bones, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. You find me on Twitter and Gab, at Billy Bones. You find me on No Agenda Social, Mastodon, the Fediverse, at Billy Bones, at noagendasocial.com. There's a website for longer forms of communication, email and Discord kind of things, at billybones.com. Again, spelt with the number 3 instead of an E. And this is a value for value podcast. If you found value out of this show, be it this episode or the entire catalog, fantastic. I'm glad you did. The first thing that I ask you to do is you give the show a share. Maybe someone else gets a talking point and idea. But if you think that my time and energy is worth a monetary value, again, you go to billybones.com, you scroll all the way down, click that value for value button, and it'll take you to PayPal. We have an executive producer today of John Fletcher with his monthly $5.55. And another executive producer of Bully Steve for a recent No Agenda meetup. She bought me a beer. Thank you very much. And it was fantastic to be able to go talk to you. But otherwise, thank you everybody for listening. I love you. And I'll talk to you next week.